public radio and television stations will start to lose some of their funding in October after Congress approved a rare rescissions package requested by President Donald Trump that claws back $1.1 billion previously allocated for public media. That sum is all of the federal funding the Corporation for Public Broadcasting was set to receive over the next 2 years. That money is supposed to help fund 1,500 locally owned and operated stations, in addition to NPR and PBS. But experts who study the local news landscape caution the move could have dire effects. Tim Franklin runs the Local News Initiative at the Medill School of Journalism at Northwestern University. He says somewhere between 40 and 80 local public radio stations could be forced to shut down across the country, leaving the communities they serve with limited access to critical information.
We are not going to waver in our mission, which is to deliver independent local journalism that we think is really important for our democracy.
WBEZ is more insulated from the cuts than rural stations. It'll lose 6% of its funding, and it's stepping up membership drives, hoping it won't have to limit community events to make up the difference. Other stations across the state are anticipating budget cuts up to 50%, a gap listeners or sponsors may not be able to bridge.
This is a huge disruption, and the public media that you knew yesterday will not be the public media that you know tomorrow.
Heather Norman is president of the Illinois Public Broadcasting Council. She says some communities may start to see consolidation with less local coverage. And she notes there are families who may not have access to cable or streaming services who depend on the work of public media.
When we were in Springfield for our legislative day, person after person came up to our table and said, "My child learned by watching PBS."